Brothers and sisters, I'm going to do two things today. I just want to briefly kick off this Catholic Ministries appeal. And then second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try to really bring the gospel to life. Something I think the kids today will enjoy. So let's just get underway here with Catholic Ministries appeal. I'd like to begin with a review of the previous year. Last year, our goal here at Resurrection was $80,166. The amount given was $86,989. Number of donors was 230. So we were over goal by $6,823. So we not only made our goal, we exceeded our goal. And because of people's generosity and our having a designated parish project, 100% of the monies over goal have been returned to the parish and will be used to help in the painting of Father's Ink Hall. More on that here in a moment. The goal for Resurrection for this year is unchanged. So it was $80,166 last year. Our goal this year is the same, $80,166. As done last year, a direct mailing has been sent to every household in the Diocese of Winona-Rochester. The mailing contains a letter from Bishop Quinn, a ministry's brochure detailing the ministry's assistance through the appeal, and a return envelope for any household wishing to pledge. Our monies over goal last year were designated for the painting of Father Zank Hall. The amount over goal last year would be close to covering the cost of painting. However, during the 2020 Catholic Ministries campaign, the diocese gave us credit for someone's pledge who was not from our parish in the amount of $5,000. Thus, for the 2021 campaign, last year's, we had to make up that difference to balance things out. So while over goal, $6,823, we only got a check for $1,823. That is why this year I would like to raise $6,800 to help fund the remaining balance for the painting of Father Zank Hall. So with the designated project, any monies raised over goal are returned 100% to the parish. And while it's a great opportunity to raise funds for a specific project, just a reminder, if we fall short of our $80,166 designated parish goal, parish has to make up the shortage. Because of the importance of the appeal, I make this promise. I will give to the appeal on behalf of Resurrection Parish. As a matter of fact, I've already sent in my pledge for the year. And as I give, I would encourage every household to give. Following figure may prove helpful. Using our donor figure from last year, 230 donors gave $380. We would meet our overall goal of $86,966. That would be $80,166 plus the additional $6,800. So let's keep the CMA in our prayers. Pray for the generosity of God's people and not only once again meet, but also exceed our goal. Okay, so with that, I want to talk a little bit now about the gospel. Here's a story I think that really brings it to light about how we judge so much other people's and we can't even keep our own houses clean. Literally, here's a story. Young couple Jane and Joel moving into a new neighborhood. Next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the young woman, Jane, saw her neighbor hanging her wash to dry. Laundry is not even very clean, she said. She doesn't know how to wash correctly. Perhaps she needs better laundry soap. Her husband looked on but remained silent. By the time her neighbor hung her wash out to dry, the young woman, Jane, repeated her observations about the dirty laundry. About 1 month later, the woman was surprised to see nice, clean wash on the line and said to her husband, Joel, look, she's learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught her this. The husband, Joe, said, and I quote, I got up early this morning and I washed our windows. There we are, judging others, and we literally can't even keep our own houses clean ourselves. Okay? So with that, what I want to do is I want to really bring the gospel to light. And I said this for you kids and for all of us, literally bring it to light. So let's do this today. Okay? Father Schuster's going to put a wooden beam in his eye. Okay? There it is. What's it like to live with a wooden beam? I'm going to share some observations for you today with this beam in my eye. First of all, Before I put this wind beam up there, those of you to my left, I could see, now you're rendered useless. Though I can't see you over here, period. Okay? And while I can see those of you over here, it is amazing the amount of time I spend looking at this thing right here. This consumes a lot of time and observation. The third thing, now I want you to realize what Jesus is saying in the gospel, it's impossible. This is just a piece of wood. This isn't even a beam. We all know what a beam looks like. It is absolutely impossible with a wooden beam in your eye to actually go up to someone and take a speck out of their eye because this will hit them square in the forehead. Do you ever think about that? How do you approach a person, try to remove a speck without hitting them with this? You can't do it. Some of you may be thinking, boy, Father, that looks like a telescope or looks like a monocular. Great point. Although I will say this, at least through a telescope, at least through a monocular, I can see. I can't see through a wooden beam. Fifth thing I'm going to share about this, and then I'm going to set it down, is this. Number five. With a speck in our eye, at least we try to get our eye working again. It waters, it waters, it blinks, to try to once again function. At least there's hope. With this wooden beam in one's eye, there is no use of the left eye. None. They're all a beam. What does Jesus see? If a beam is in our eyes, we no longer have a left eye. It's useless. Okay? I'm going to set this down for a minute. And one thing I'm going to say, setting it down, that Jesus didn't add that he could add is this. Remove the beam from your own eye before you take out the splinter in the other. I will say this, but give yourself time to adjust that eye. It takes time for this eye, once again, to readjust to get back to normal. Okay? I'm not done with that yet. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. But I will say this. Anybody who saw me doing that would say this, Father, you looked like a fool. And you're right. But isn't that the spiritual principle to be made? We spend so much time worrying about others. We worry about judging others. That this story tells us this. Put this down. So that we can focus on what really matters. And you know what it is? It's me. I have enough work to do with me. Me. Okay? There's enough to be done here. All right? I once heard somebody say this, which is very interesting. And I quote, and I don't know who it was, but I give credit where it's due. But I quote this. Listen to this. If we can remove the beam from our own eye, we'll not see the speck in the other's eye because we will be seeing as God sees. How does God see? With the eye of mercy, healing, and compassion. That's true. Imagine what our lives would be like if the beam was gone. Everything would be different. I could see with two eyes. And with two eyes, things are different. I don't see the speck. I see you into your heart and into your soul. It's a great point. And you know something, brothers and sisters? Lent is just around the corner. So if you're looking for something this year, work on this. Girl, I'm going to show you one more thing today. Okay, here we go again. Do you realize the wear and tear a beam takes on the body? Beams are heavy. How would you like to do what I'm doing 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, the entire Lenten journey? You'd probably say, I don't. Then do something about it. Put it down. Okay? And let's see with the eyes of God. Mercy, compassion, and healing. Pray for that, brothers and sisters. Isn't that a great gospel? Just as we get rid of Lent. Ready for Lent. Great gospel. But pray for that. And my prayers and my Once again, peace for all of you as we gather today.